Welcome back to another NFL podcast with Brett and Arv.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another NFL podcast. I'm Brett.
I'm Arv.
And
D-Rack.
We got another hanger on.
I don't know what to say about that. We do have a new member of the podcast team.
Yeah, welcome, D-Rick.
Well, no, let's not. Let's hold off on the welcome for right now.
Okay.
Do you take milk in your sugar?
Let's see. Oh.
Just because I don't know if he's a part of the team yet. He's your girlfriend. He was a part of the original last year's Sunday Picks pool. Derek, tell everyone where you landed in that pool.
I landed second last.
I believe it was dead last. And you gave up in what week?
13.
Yeah.
Cowardice.
13,
cowardice.
We hit a bumpy road.
Anyway, we got big things planned for this season of Another NFL Podcast. First item of business, the winner of last year's Sunday Picks pool, Teague.
Teague!
Brett, you take it away for that. What are we doing for him?
Teague, we're getting you a jersey, man. I know that you were trying to find something specific for you, but we're just going to send you something red. Maybe slap a San Francisco 49ers logo on it.
We will get that 49ers jersey.
We'll get it. We'll get it.
Within the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, we can do that. It's okay. Been long overdue, buddy. Thanks all for your patience.
And Jane won part one of Sunday Picks Pool last year.
Yep.
I will personally deliver something when I go to New York in October.
I could be there with you.
No, you're going to be in Germany.
If the girlfriend will let me.
Okay, it's getting weird. Anyway, we got a big show today. Huge show. We're riding a high. We just came off of the fantasy football draft where we all drafted and we all ended up in the top three bottom. Was that what it was?
The top three bottom?
Well, the bottom three.
According to the statistics? According to
the Matrix.
The Matrix.
Just like the Sunday Picks pool, Derek here is projected to lose dead last.
Right.
You're right behind him.
Second last.
I'm fourth last.
Yeah.
Projections, though, are meant to be broken.
They are.
I'll trip you guys a reminder that I was in the final last year. I was in the final. I was in the fantasy Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
true. I did
true.
Lose, but I was in the Super Bowl.
Derek was the first place loser.
My wife spent my money.
If you want to look at it that way.
First place loser. Congrats.
We alluded to it before. We will be back with the Sunday Picks pool again. Teague, let's see if you can repeat. And Arv, what do we got? What do we got for details?
All right. So the Sunday Picks pool, world famous Sunday Picks pool starts, guess what? This Sunday.
Exciting.
I will have emails out to a lot of the people who were in it in the past. And if anybody else wants to join, it's short notice, you got to email me quick.
Right.
So Derek, Brett, email whoever you got to email. I've got a couple new people already.
Yeah.
It's easy. All you got to do is pick the Sunday picks. That's it. Winners and losers.
Straight up.
Actually, never mind. Just winners.
Just winners.
Yeah, straight up wins. If there's a tie, we toss it out. At some point, midway through, we will ask for a Monday night pick just for the tiebreaker. We haven't handed out prizes, but the prize will be another jersey?
Yeah, let's do another jersey. Right. Yeah, why not? A helmet?
Let's do a helmet.
You think a helmet? A signed helmet?
Not signed.
No.
Too expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you, nuts? Okay, we'll go. We'll go with a signed football helmet.
Yeah.
Signed?
Oh, no, sorry.
Unsigned.
We'll go with...
We can sign it.
No.
The three members of another NFL podcast.
We'll ruin that helmet. We sign it. It'll
really
be worthless.
Would. Yeah.
You know what? Their choice of a helmet or a jersey.
Wow.
We should give out a second place prize. I think we were talking about it last year. We're kicking the idea around a mug. That we will sign.
Okay.
Fair?
Sure.
All right. Second place gets a mug.
Yeah. On top of you getting us coffee, Derek, you will throw in some stats, some figures, some facts, some stuff that we didn't bother to use or check or do anything with last year. So.
And we're heavily criticized for.
And
we're criticized for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That anyway, is my main position as fact checker.
Yeah.
Right.
Coffee is like fourth.
Yeah, it's top five
that's
sure.
That's enough for the peanut gallery. If you want to join, get a hold of one of us, Derek, Brett, or myself. We'll make sure you're in.
Check your junk mail.
Yeah, definitely check the junk mail. All right, Brett, your lock of the week for Sunday. Go for it.
I went with my heart a little bit here because I drafted Drew Brees as my fantasy quarterback. Saints are going to crush the Buccaneers. Plus, the Bucs don't have a freaking quarterback for the first four games anyway. Because why, Derek? Fact checker? Wasn't he beating up an Uber driver or something?
No. He was touching her inappropriately.
Ah, I see.
Discussion and contact.
All right. Serious problem. All right, my lock of the week. Steelers over the Browns. It's easy. The Browns are always just, what is it, a bye week for the Steelers, I guess? They get a bye. Pretty much. Right? That's the running joke. I can't see any others, so I'm picking, yeah.
That's what you're going with. Well, and Derek gets one too.
I'll take the game at Minnesota. We got the Vikings hosting the 49ers on the 1 o'clock. Vikings are going to pull that one through.
Okay, so that's your
lock. Do you have any kind of weather conditions for us too as well? Or?
It's an interior station.
Do you want to gamble on it?
No.
Yes.
Not yet. We get one free round and then we'll see how we do.
No, why? Why?
You want to just throw caution to the wind?
Just throw it out there. Throw five each.
Okay, think of it this way. College teams don't get a preseason, right? They just come out there, they practice. They just roll out their team.
Right.
They could be done by week one, right?
Like, true.
Like Notre Dame beat Michigan. Michigan's season is potentially dead now.
Yeah, they're thinking about acting. You know what I mean?
We can't sit there and go, let's see how our preseason of the real season works. We got to get right out there, get after it, get it done.
All right, Caribbean enthusiasm, their point.
So we throw in $5 each and winner takes all?
What if we all win?
That's what I mean. Do we just keep
adding to the pot?
We just keep adding to the pot?
Okay.
And reset when one of us loses or one of us wins?
This is getting rich. This is getting rich, boys.
Just five moans, man.
Yeah, wow. All right, another segment that we're going to toy with here. We might keep it in. We might not. We'll see what our listeners think.
On that note, before we even introduce this one,
yeah,
we still have that one segment. We should start on it maybe next week where we analyze a logo from every team of sport. Maybe we should change it just to the NFL.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So branding and what is it?
Honestly can't remember either.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Logo Corner.
Well, whatever it was called, we're going to call Logo.
Logo Lowdown. The Logo Lowdown.
Welcome
to the Logo Lowdown.
You got to enjoy his enthusiasm.
It's not bad, actually. I kind of want to defy it by going to Logo Corner, though.
Okay.
I might. Anyway, well, let's talk about this segment.
We're going to do five big questions.
It was actually three big questions. Five's way too many.
All right, we'll tag with five. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Derek's a rookie.
All right, first question. And I want both of you to chime in on it.
Thanks, Derek. We'll start with the questions ourselves here. My big question.
Keep him in check.
Big question for week one. Father Time beats Tom Brady, yes or no? Does he come out there and just stink? Does he show his age overnight? I remember watching fighters like, I know it's a different sport,
uh-huh,
but guys like Oscar De La Hoya, I remember thinking, this guy will never get old. And then in one fight, it's like, wow, he is old now. That guy's 38.
It scares me to see Brady run. When he's scrambling to try to get out of the pocket, it's petrifying because you just think he's going to get smoked, right? I think he's got another season in him. I don't know if it's going to be a season that's going to take him to the Super Bowl, but I think he's got at least another season in him.
Wow, Brad, going against the ageism, nice. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know the answer, to be honest with you. I think he'll beat Father Time one more time.
Yeah.
41, is he?
Speaking
like Yoda.
Yeah.
41. He'll beat him.
You figure.
I don't know, but by week 8, could be out. Could he get pulled?
I don't even know who the backup is right now.
Doesn't matter. They'll make that guy into like the next legend.
It'll be Jerry sitting in the front stands.
Derek, your 2 cents?
Tom Brady will win like Tom Brady does. He has managed to get a coach, a nutritionist of his own on the plane. His own.
Got kicked off the plane now, though.
Yeah.
He's back on.
Is he back on?
I just read it the other day.
Wow.
That is some pull.
That is major pull.
Player has more power than coach right now.
Yeah, it seems to be that way sometimes, right? Here's a fun...
Your question?
Big question. Did you see John Gruden running off the field at halftime with the last preseason game?
I don't watch preseason, but...
It looks like he has no athletic ability. It was just pitiful to watch him.
Who cares?
It was upsetting. That was the question.
Did he run better than Rex Ryan?
I think anybody runs better than Rex Ryan.
That's your big question for week one is, are we going to see John Gruden run?
Yeah, are we going to see a better version of it next time?
The segment's dying, buddy.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend
is going to be sad. The physicality of John Gruden is the topic? That's the big question?
That's the question.
We're not going to touch on the fact that is there a giant hole with Khalil Mack on?
Well, I mean, that's the obvious question.
That is okay. That's probably question three then.
Yeah, for sure.
No. Question three is, will the Chargers be healthy through week one?
Yeah, they always seem to get injured, but I think they will. I don't know. You're right, though. You're talking about Mack. I agree. I think that was a big mistake.
Why don't you think the Chargers are going to be healthy?
Well, the Chargers. Oh, we're talking about the Chargers now. No. Sorry, man.
Stay awake, Brett. We'll wake you up for the important stuff.
The Chargers have suffered a catastrophic injury in week one for the last four seasons in a row.
Phillip Rivers is going down, torn ACL.
No, never.
No, Phillip Rivers is fine. He's durable.
Okay.
He's a strong quarterback.
Keenan Allen.
Who went down? Bose. Didn't he go down in Bose preseason?
Bose is hurting right now.
Yeah.
Already. We're not looking good.
Forget game one. They got hurt in the preseason.
Is Jimmy G the answer in San Francisco?
You can't ask two questions in a row, man.
Okay. I thought we were doing five.
We don't get back to back.
We are asking five.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. That's a good question.
No, you answer it. You ask it then.
No. I'm going to come up with my own question.
Garoppolo.
Janine Garoppolo. That's what he is called around here.
Janine Garoppolo.
There's no F's in it, guys. There's Garoppolo.
That's the joke.
The real
that
deal.
That we call Janine Garoppolo.
The real
in
deal
this home,
in
he is Garoppolo.
In San Fran. I think they need something. I don't know, man. I don't know if he's the right answer.
Looked good in the last four games.
Yeah?
How much longer could he wait?
Yeah, I understand.
For Brady to leave, right?
Yeah.
Maybe week eight? Could have been.
You show up from university, from college, and you're a stud, right? You play in big minutes when you're playing in college or university, and then you go and you just ride the pine, and you got to be second fiddle. I mean, I know it's Brady. I know it's Rodgers. I know. Yeah, I know.
That's how Alex Smith did it. That's how Brett Favre did it. That's how Joe Montana did it.
It's got to be. It's got to be hard, though, right?
Troy Aikman never did it that way. They all went in and lost like 17 games straight. 16 games, sorry.
It's got to be hard to swallow your pride and your ego to go from a place where you were the number one guy and everybody's got so much love for you.
Okay, let's flip it over. Brian Hoyer is the backup for Tom Brady now.
Right.
So he was a starting quarterback years past for the Browns, and he was in, where else was
Houston,
he?
Was it?
Was it Houston? Maybe.
Well, he's been around a while.
He's been around. And now he's the backup. So, so is that worse on the Eagle than to get out from behind possibly the best quarterback that's ever lived?
Don't know. That's a good question.
That's why we're asking the tough questions.
That's what we do on this show, Arv. Yes. We ask the tough questions.
Not necessarily answer them. But we ask them.
We just want people to think out there.
Call in.
What's the...
Call in.
Who's going to start in Philadelphia? Do you go with the guy who wins the Super Bowl, or do you go back to Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz is still hurt, so Nick Foles will be his starter for week one.
So if he wins big time, don't you just ride that momentum? Is there such thing as momentum?
Carson Wentz is your big money guy, so that's who you put in if he's available.
I go opposite. The guy wins you a Super Bowl. He could do whatever he wants. Should. Give him benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Injuries are a big deal, though, right? If you can't play, you can't play.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying when Carson Wentz is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You put him in?
Well, I'm pretty sure Buffalo's going to need a quarterback.
You think Philadelphia can repeat?
No. Not this year.
That was tough.
Not this year.
Are they going to win their division?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think probably, like we were talking about it earlier, I think New Orleans is going to be deadly this year.
Why?
You can't ever count out New England. Why? first of all, you got a running back that's insane. Kamara, I freaking should have picked him.
Okay, so they have a running back and old quarterback,
Breeze.
Short quarterback.
Breeze is at the level to me of like a Brady and a Roethlisberger. And
so Rogers. Good running back, good quarterback. They're going to be insane now.
I'm curious,
that's all. I don't believe in them personally, but
you don't.
Again, you guys gotta look at it as a whole. You gotta look at the division. So who's in their divisions, right? What is the toughest division in football right now in your opinion? For me it's the NFC North. We got a loaded Vikings team, we got a strong Packers team, now we got a Bears team with a defense on them.
True.
And the Lions are always they're always wily, you know? Mm-hmm. They're always there. They got a Tucker and Stafford
But we're talking about
That's the hardest division.
What's the easiest division then?
The easiest division is probably the NFC West right now. The Seahawks.
I knew you were going there.
We don't know what we're getting.
That's true.
The Cardinals, again. They're basically a retool right now. And then San Fran, again, a bunch of question marks. And the Rams are just walking around.
All right, so we are in a fantasy football league. I'm in it reluctantly, but I'm in it. And I'm in it to win, because that's what winners do and losers lose. We just held the live draft before we recorded the podcast. absolute panic.
It was the what the mayhem in Bethlehem?
It was just insane for you. You're the one causing panic.
I was.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Brett drafts first. What happened?
I thought I was signed in, ready to go, and I'm just watching it, and then they're like, oh, Brett, you just picked. And I was like, I didn't pick anything. I've got nothing queued up, got nothing ready to go. And apparently the first overall pick was Todd Gurley.
And that's who you got.
I would have taken Kamara.
Well, anyway, whatever happened, it was strange. We're going to add in at the end of this podcast some few sound bites, highlights from the panic of the 2018 NFL Fantasy Draft. I mean, who's holding it? Colin is his name?
Yeah, Colin.
Is he going to be joining Sunday Picks Pool?
Sure.
That's a possibility. That is a possibility.
Who is this guy anyway?
Colin? He and his lady run it.
I Colin and Amber. With him?
You guys are vouching for him. He's a good guy. That's officially yes. A no vouch.
No.
No vouch on Colin. Got it. All right.
I was more thinking about the parallels that run in Brett not being ready for the draft and Brett not being ready for life.
Whoa.
The dichotomy there.
We're getting way too deep.
My most common phrase to Brett is, get your life together.
Get your life together.
I say it at least once a day. All right, that is the first episode of another NFL podcast. I will have this up hopefully on Monday nights or Tuesday nights at the latest.
Yeah.
Sunday Picks Pool. Get a hold of Brett, myself, or Derek here, and we'll have it all signed up. And this year we will have it weekly updates on Facebook. I'll just put on like some spreadsheet so everyone can see where they are, where they're
Sounds
standing.
Good.
Teague, jersey coming your way.
Thanks for your patience, man.
Yeah, and enjoy the sound bites.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Yeah, we're going to cut that out.